We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's F It Friday starring BJ and Migs mornings.
Because, hey, at least once a day, you should experience a BJ.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A Burger King employee named Kevin received a lackluster gift of a goodie bag to celebrate his 27-year work anniversary. And apparently he had never missed a day of work in 27 years.
Wow.
So it's nice that they wanted to recognize him, but I guess the you know, he got a goodie bag and it wasn't that great of a goodie bag. And people, you know, when they saw this, when it went viral, were like, this is ridiculous, dude, for what you've done for 27 years. So they put together a GoFundMe for this guy, and he's received over $30,000 in donations. And as you can imagine, Kevin is very, very grateful.
The love that people are giving me is just so overwhelming. I just want to thank everyone. I'm grateful for anything. I don't want to say I want this or that. All I want is to go to work and have fun and make everybody's life better, like they're doing to me. Life is good. So as long as you're here, you know, it's good.
You know, I why don't I have an attitude like that? You know what I mean?
Are you curious of what he got in the gift bag?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, because I would be pissed. I would definitely be pissed if it wasn't anything good. Let's see what he got.
Yeah, were there onion rings?
27 years.
There were no onion rings and no Whopper, and that's probably why. Because Whoppers are too expensive these days.
Okay. Okay.
It's $7. We can't give this guy a $7 Whopper.
Right.
I would love the onion rings, sir. I'm with Rev on that.
So according to this one story, it was a small see-through gift bag. So that's good for traveling and like sporting events.
Okay,
you want
yeah.
it to be see-through.
Yeah.
So that in itself is a gift.
All right.
A bag of Reese's chocolate, two pens, a Starbucks reusable cup, and a movie ticket.
For 27 years?
Dude, I just got like my little notice that I'm 20 years here at this company, and I ain't get diddly squat, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think I remember much happening for my 20 years either, Steve.
Yeah. So, I mean, here we are, like, poo-pooing it. We didn't get anything. I'd be happy with a movie ticket.
Apparently, yeah. David Spade donated $5,000.
I saw that.
What?
Dude.
What?
Yeah, like the story said, David Spade gave thousands of dollars when he saw that.
Boy, you know what would have happened if The Rock gave money to that? It would have been all over his social media. See, David Spade doesn't even put it on his. We wouldn't have known about this.
Well, maybe he did put it on his Instagram.
I don't know. Maybe did he? I haven't heard about this at all. I haven't seen David in a video going, "Hey, look at me with this guy over here."
No, I saw on his Instagram.
No, yeah, he's not humble bragging about that, is he, Steve?
He would. It's probably because on GoFundMe you can see like who donated. So I wonder if it says David Spade. What if it's not even the real David? It's not the celebrity David Spade.
No, apparently David Spade slid into this guy's DMs and's like, "Yep, keep up the good work."
Wow.
It's like, "Wait till you're 30," you know, with the little funny face.
Isn't that funny what like David Spade decided, "Okay, this is what I want to do." You know what I mean? What gets somebody's attention? Cuz there's a lot of good causes out there. And how about David Spade was like, "You know what? I like this cause. I'm going to do this."
Hey, if based on your argument, he should have been an anonymous donor if you're like, you know.
Yeah,
what if The Rock's one of these anonymous $500 donors?
Yeah, I doubt that.
Well,
but yes.
Yeah.
You know what The Rock would have done? How much Terramana would he have sent the guy? Probably a ton.
Dude, it's so crazy because, like, yeah, you go to the GoFundMe and you can, like, sort it by the top donors. And, like, you know, everyone's, like, just a bunch of random names. Someone giving $500, someone giving $100, which is really awesome that people just, for some reason, this touched people to the point where they're like, I want to give this guy some money. He deserves more than just a Reese's chocolate and a reusable Starbucks cup. But then at the very top, there it is. David Spade, $5,000.
Yeah, that
which
is.
Had to be a mind up for this guy. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, and you like you said, Steve, you can do it anonymously, but I wonder if the dude even knows who David Spade is. I mean, maybe he does. He seems like he's old enough to.
Well, it's his new favorite actor, BJ.
That's a fact.
Now it is, yeah, right?
Better be.
Yeah.
And I want to say this. If it was the employees that got him the bag, then that's a nice thing, because it's not like the employees at, you know, at that Burger King are making much more than he is. So, I mean, that's probably, you know, something nice that they all got together and did for him. The owner of the Burger King, you know, because a lot of times they're independently owned, that dude could have done something. Whoever owns that Burger King, that would have been nice for that person to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for everybody, like, getting, like, you know, I mean, the people had their heart in the right place, and they only make so much money, I'm sure, and they're getting dissed on the internet. Anyway, you know, it's like, well, what do you want them to do? They're just employees like him.
Yeah, according to the GoFundMe fundraiser, too, like, he'd been working there when he was a single dad to gain, he had custody of him and his daughter and her sister, so his two daughters. Then as the family grew, he remarried, but he continued to work there because of the amazing health insurance that was provided through this employer because it was unionized.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him.
27 years, never missed a day.
Whoa, man. I didn't realize that some Burger Kings were unionized. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Well, I mean, you know what? It's happening to a lot of places right now. Starbucks mm-hmm. has got some, and Amazon, they're trying to unionize, so...
Plus, the free Whoppers you probably got to bring home to the family.
What a great attitude from this guy. And yeah, the free Whoppers, you're right. I mean, the guy, what a great guy. A single dad, got custody of the kids, trying to do the... Man, you know, if anybody could use $30,000, I'm so happy it was this guy.
And also, it's because of that attitude, people were so up for probably wanting to send him money. Like, if he was just like, I hate this, like, I'm so mad, like, no, everyone would be like, oh... All right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's because of his attitude that people wanted to open up their wallets and donate to his cause.
Yeah. And then for some reason, The Rock ignored him.
Well, The Rock can only do so much, man.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
nothing's
yeah.
good enough. What if he did do something? Then you'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. BJ's going to be like, why is he something? He didn't do something.
He's like your charitable enemy.
Maybe The Rock should have just bought his mom a condo so he could have given some money to this dude, is all I'm saying. Didn't have to buy her the house, maybe just a condo.
We bought his cousin a house as well.
Okay, then he could have brought the cousin a condo and given Kevin something here. Come on, man. Unbelievable. All right.
So it's a conspiracy theory, though. 27 is a weird anniversary. What if they did give him something pretty cool on his 25th? That's a good point. Like, who does a big celebration for the 27-year anniversary?
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, I had heard that because he had not missed a day in 27 years, but you're right, that is a very odd anniversary. Yeah, I'm now curious. What'd they do for 25? Maybe they did nothing and they felt bad, just like we, you know, are having a 51st anniversary party. COVID, Steve. Maybe because of COVID.
Oh.
27, 25, yeah. I mean,
just like
window.
Us.
I'm starting to wonder, why the hell haven't we gotten anything?
Oh, I have to say this. I'm
starting
bitter.
A GoFundMe.
I'm slightly bitter because they have honored people for celebrating 20 years in a place.
Uh-huh.
Never happened for me.
Same.
Yeah. And I and
granted, I also think it's funny because I left here for a few years.
Yeah, so does it count?
I get two emails every year. One that celebrates like 15 years at this our company, and then one in like June that says congratulations on 20 years. And I'm like, did they forget that I left for like 2 years?
Yeah, so maybe they're waiting for two more years where it's officially 20.
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
Restarted you.
Every year I get two work anniversary emails.
That's funny.
I don't know why.
See, here's what I thought, because I had a little hiccup with the company, and I started in 99, but then I left for 8 months, and then
by
I
choice,
came back.
Right?
Choice.
But yeah, it was their choice. And but then we were able to negotiate and come back, but still, I thought, okay, so my official 20th anniversary from when I started working was in 1999, but I thought, okay, maybe they're going to do it when I came back in 2000. And so I felt like, okay, in 2020 they would do it, and they didn't do anything. So yeah.
So
now here's the sad thing: if they did do something and I forgot because I'm old, I apologize to the company.
I want a watch, man.
Yeah,
a Swatch watch.
Yeah,
you always with that damn Swatch watch.
Well, one of the day I'm going to get one of them.
Fair. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think we can arrange that. What are they selling them for these days?
Well, they ain't $20, I tell you that.
Yeah, all right. Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize they were expensive. Well, in that case, I'm not doing
it. I mean, they're under $100, I'd imagine.
Here's a movie ticket for you, Narisa's. You know what? Congratulations.
And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's like a reusable, like a nice Starbucks cup. Like, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, they got some tumbler. Good stuff. I'd take one of those.
But for half a second, I thought they just took like a cup like a regular paper cup and cleaned it and said, here you go. We didn't know what to get you.
Scratched off somebody else's name.
Yeah. Well, quick, find some random free stuff. A pen?
Yeah.
How about two pens? All right. Here you go. Congratulations.
Right. Yeah, the pens. Unless, I mean, maybe they're fancy pens, but yeah, that's a very bizarre gift. I mean, it's like, well, who's giving pens to anybody anymore?
Who's writing with a pen most of the time?
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
This old, via digital.
So, Steve, happy 20th anniversary. Here's a couple pens, a used Starbucks cup for you.
And a highlighter.
Yeah. And here's 3 months free of Disney Plus, but you have to sign up for all these other things. Okay. A man broke a world record for throwing a washing machine. Yeah, he broke a world record for this, which means somebody else has been throwing washing machines. Oh, yeah, you'll hear from this guy at 8:17 on The Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to BJ and Migs mornings on The Rock 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a Swedish man. His name is Johan, and he has broken the Guinness World Record by throwing a washing machine 14 feet and 7.2 inches. Congratulations to Johan for...
Yo, yeah. I could get at least that 0.2 inches on the washing machine. That's about as far as... Who even does this?
The strongest man in the world or something like that?
He is a strong man.
Yeah, it's a new record. So I guess people have done this before. And here is the announcement of the new record and Johan talking about his big accomplishment.
You've got a total of 4 meters and 45.
My first throw was the best one. The second best one, because my last throw was the longest, but I stepped over the line. But the first one was that would count.
Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at it. It's like a smaller washing machine. Not as impressive as I'm kidding. It still looks ridiculous. Like that.
Yeah.
Somebody can even chuck something like that. It's like those guys that throw the giant logs. I used to watch that on ESPN, and it would just be like fascinating because it's like, this is something that I will never be able to accomplish. No matter hard I try.
It just goes to show you, man. I mean, a lot of us, we get fixated on something and want to be the best at it because you obviously have to train in order to be able to break a record like that. So good for Johan. I wouldn't want to put that much time into anything like that, but I have put a lot of time into other dumb things, so I can at least share the dumb thing time putting in thing.
So he lifts it, he props it on his shoulder, and then he balances it on his head.
Oh.
And then takes a couple of steps and chucks it that way.
Oh, well, that's a pretty impressive throw.
How many feet did he get it doing that?
14 feet.
Yeah, over 14 feet. Yeah.
Let's figure it out. Pull it up. There you go. You just saw it there.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's like you said, Steve, it's not like a Maytag or anything, but, it's not a whirlpool, but it's...
it's like a larger microwave.
Yeah.
Like how we're, like, still shaming
I know,
now.
Yeah. Right?
I still
not sure, like, what is it? What qualifies as a washing machine to throw? Because maybe we can do this, Steve. Let's
check
it out.
So in Sweden, do they rock smaller washing machines? Is that
maybe
the thing?
Maybe that's it.
I've seen videos of people showing
clothes?
They show their houses. A lot of times their washing machines do seem a lot smaller in Europe in general. And a lot of times they do the line drying, too. So they don't even have dryers.
Oh, that's why there wasn't a dryer throwing competition?
Mm-mm. Unless they want to throw the line.
What are they worried about the carbon footprint over there? What is wrong with these people?
Dude, I know these guys are big dudes. So they make anything probably look smaller. But these are I didn't even know washing machines got that. They look like little apartment ones.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, like I remember just having the small like top loader. Like it was like it was the washer on the bottom and then the dryer on top of that.
Yes.
And it literally fit in one of the three closets we had in our apartment.
And it takes so long to dry in those things.
Oh, dude, yeah, it does.
And the wash, you can do what? Maybe like a half a load normally?
Oh, yeah.
If you're lucky.
It was an all-day process trying to do like the wife and I's laundry.
What a pain.
This washing machine looks like it maybe holds like two towels and like an underwear.
I did the conversion because it said it was 46 kilograms, which is about 101 pounds. That washing machine weighs.
So he threw 101 pounds, something that weighs 101 pounds, 14 feet. I don't know how special that is for like a strong dude.
Yeah.
Well, clearly it broke our record. Yeah, I mean, it must, to throw it 14 feet. Look, I mean,
come to America, throw one of our washing machines.
I initially thought. And I was like, this guy's got freakish strength. And not still like, again, he clearly is very strong. He's a strong man. But then on top of it, threw something for 14 feet, which broke a record. But when I first saw this story, I was thinking the washing machines that we have in our homes that are definitely more than 100 pounds. And I was like, my gosh, what the hell is this guy eating before
he does
this?
Well, let's throw a person that weighs 100 pounds. That's all. Find someone that weighs 100 pounds and see how far you can throw them.
Not 14 feet.
All right. Well, I bet somebody could. And
well, I'm trying to think, something that's like 100 pounds other than a person. A person's a little bit harder because, like, you know, it's a body. It's moving.
They wiggle a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
It's a different type of weight.
Now I got to get a dead body? Oh, come. This is getting too cumbersome for me.
According to the internet, because I typed in how much does an average American washing machine weigh, it can weigh about 170 pounds on average.
Yeah, see?
Not as impressive.
Not as impressive at all. Sorry, Johan. Come back to me when you throw a Maytag.
Tell that to his face.
Exactly. Yeah.
He'll throw you.
Well, I weigh a lot more than 100 pounds. He's going to have a little hard time doing
that. You'll only go about 5 or 6 feet.
Yeah, you might not go 14 feet, but you're still going to be going somewhere.
He's not
going
to break any records throwing an a-hole, is he?
He might not break a record, but he's going to break a bone on you.
That's it, yeah. Okay. It's all right. This is America. Figure it out, Johan.
Johan.
That is his name.
We need that guy like America's Got Talent.
Just throwing stuff. Why not? Just to see the look on the judges' faces.
I think he'd get through at least one round out of pure fear. Like, this guy's scaring us. Yeah. Let's put him through for one round.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Katy Perry went to a cafe in Australia, and this visit went viral because the server did not recognize her. And so,
how dare she? Fire her.
The server's name is Indiana, and she shared how she unintentionally made Katie wait for a table. Oh, my God.
I think partly because I didn't recognize her was the reason. She was just so relaxed and chill about it. She handled it like any normal person would, I suppose. She was really nice the whole time, and she was so normal. I didn't recognize it was Katy Perry. I think looking back on it, the reason she wanted to get in so bad was obviously because people were there taking photos of her, which I was so oblivious running around like a headless chook. I had no idea.
I'm looking at the picture of it, and I can understand why. Not that you should know who Katy Perry is, but I mean, I think I would be able to spot Katy Perry. But then I realized I could spot Katy Perry when Katy Perry is dressed up and, like, you know, fully made up and got, like, or she's wearing that awesome Elmo shirt that she wore once. Like, that, dude, to me is still the greatest Katy Perry outfit of all time.
Truth.
But the picture, she's wearing, like, this knit bucket hat. Like, it's kind of like, it looks like grandma made it. And then sunglasses that are, like, an amber tint, so you can still see her eyes. And, like, she's not, like, looking like a pop star. She just looks like an attractive woman wearing a very weird bucket hat.
Which, of course, I bet she was trying to be disguised, and still other people did recognize her. Now, even though, like you said, Steve, she's probably unrecognizable, but still people knew. What a life where you just can't go anywhere.
That's why I'm the worst at that. Like, whenever someone's like, did you see who that was? I'm like, no idea. And they're like, that was Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, what? Cool. I didn't realize that. Like, dude, was she hiding, like, her outfit? And, like, no, it looked like Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, oh, I just suck at that. I just don't expect to ever see a celebrity, so I never, my mind doesn't comprehend when I do see a celebrity, if that makes sense.
She was in Australia, too. You'd think, you know, my brain tells me no one's going to know me in Australia, and I got this hat on and stupid glasses. I should be fine. She's there with her baby and, you know, trying to just get in just because people are just taking pictures. And after seating Katie and her baby, Indiana's manager told her who she had just seated. And here's Indiana going, what?
Well, I just went red. I felt limp at the knees. I was like, oh, my God. I probably didn't need to, but I felt like a fool. So I went over to her table and apologized. I don't know why. I just felt shocked that that I'd acted like a casual Joe Blow, so I apologise. And I couldn't believe how nice she was. She asked for my name and had a conversation with me. And then I think she just appreciated it because, like, no one that was working at the cafe, like, made a fuss. No one asked for photos. Everyone just treated her really normally.
I mean, great. She just, like, flipped the table because you should have been sorry.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I was waiting like a normal person to be seated. You suck.
Normal person.
Right. I love how this is a story. Like, celebrity was nice. News at 11.
Yeah.
The bar is set so low.
I know.
Just be it's a so nice sad. Person.
Really? You know what would have happened if a certain person was at that restaurant by the name of The Rock?
Oh,
you know what would have happened.
I thought you were burnt out on The Rock, and yet you're the one that's bringing him up every
hour. I'm just saying.
He's living rent-free in your head.
Yeah.
That's fine. Only because you keep playing stuff that he does. But I was just thinking, if it was The Rock, believe me, there would have been Terramana everywhere, pictures everywhere, Instagram. Look what I did for Indiana. It doesn't matter what I did for Indiana. You know, I mean, all of this stuff. I mean, that, yeah.
Here you think you would have put an Instagram? Well, first of all, no one's not going to recognize The Rock. It's kind of hard for, even if he put a
bucket hat. If he wears that little bucket hat, he probably would be.
He's still got muscles on top of muscles.
Yeah, he still looks like a G.I. Joe action figure.
They would just think he was Johan, and they go, oh, is that the guy that throws washing machines? That's if he,
Johan looks nothing like The Rock.
Johan. Yeah.
So Katie did leave a generous tip, but Indiana would not tell us exactly how much that was.
I'm not discussing figures.
Was she generous?
Yes. more than the usual $2 we get thrown in the bucket. As she left, she walked back through the cafe and, yeah, gave me a hug and just was really nice to everyone. It was crazy.
That'd be great if she gave $3.
Yeah. I mean, it was more than the $2. Or does she not want to have to share it with everybody and told everybody, oh, yeah, she only gave me $50, so here you go. Here's what I get.
She doesn't want to share it with her coworkers.
Yeah.
Indiana is a greedy person.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
That's what it all boils down to.
Yeah.
That or also, I mean, there's no winning. I mean, if she shares how much, somebody's going to be out there, possibly BJ, because he likes to crap on The Rock for doing nice things. But, like, that's all she gave. It's $200. Dave Grohl gives $1,000 whenever he goes out.
I would never besmirch the name of Katy Perry. The Rock, yes. You're absolutely right. Any chance I get. I actually like that she didn't give the figure. I think that's cool.
I just
think she was generous. Was nice.
Yeah, it's because I think in my head, I'd be like, no matter what I share, somebody's going to still think that wasn't enough for Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I don't want to put her in that kind of situation because she was cool.
Yeah, I, you know what, all the way around. And it just, I mean, and if you see the pictures, I mean, the baby is a little baby.
Yes.
You know, and here you are just trying to go out and have a little lunch. And, you know, you got to deal with paparazzi no matter where you are. And no wonder she was probably like hugging everybody because the restaurant was like just treating her like a regular customer, which I would imagine somebody of her stature would be like, geez, once in a while, that's all I want. Just let me walk into a place and not be a somebody. So, yeah, I'd give a generous tip, too.
If you're waiting in line, props to her for not pulling the, don't you know who I am? I'm Katy Perry. You should seat me now and get me my damn breadsticks.
Yeah.
Not that I would ever say that.
Yeah, no, not at all. I would never ever say that. No.
I would never say I'm Katy Perry.
No,
oh, true.
Everything else is very true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. If you really, I worry what would happen if you got to be an international celebrity. I really do.
I'd be like The Rock.
God, yeah, no, except you wouldn't do anything. You wouldn't, I mean.
I would do marginally awesome things.
Yeah, you would tell people, hey, that's good enough for you. You know what? I mean, you found my money. Here's $10. Get out of here, kid.
I'd have like a long, heartfelt post for tipping 25%.
Exactly. Yeah. These people were amazing. So generous. They deserve the extra 5%,
right?
Steve Miggs.
You know, some say give it 20% is a good tip, but you know, I know the hardships of being a server. I was once a busboy. I was once a server, and as of now, massively successful celebrity that makes millions of dollars. I felt 20% is just not enough. We all have to step up. We have to give back 25%. That's the new norm.
And don't forget,
humble.
Not only did I give 25%, but I also gave them a case of my new tequila, Migzamana. A case of that I gave them.
Migzamana?
Migzamana.
It would be vodka, BJ. Come on.
Yeah, all right, come
whatever.
On.
Whatever the hell he's selling.
Yeah.
So there you go. Congratulations to everybody involved.
It'd be great flavored vodka.
Yeah. Oh, great flavored vodka. Yeah, you know what? That's exactly what you would do.
I'd try
as
it.
An international celebrity.
It's kind of like the Pink Whitney that's lemonade infused, pink lemonade infused. Mine's a grape infused vodka.
Mix it with screwball whiskey.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
okay.
Peanut butter jelly time, baby.
We're going to make a lot of money. 100 airs.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a reason why this hasn't been done yet.
We call it the blackout PB&J.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mig Zamana, check it out today.
Mig Zamana. I don't even have a bottle designed yet, BJ.
Don't worry about it. These things will all come in good time. Yesterday, Mig Zamana did get this one wrong.
Who is the Greek god of war?
Joshua.
No.
Thanos.
No.
Gene Simmons.
No.
That's it.
I don't know. Chlamydia.
No.
Gene Simmons is can be the god of war if you go to kissonline.com and make a payment.
That's right.
We were looking for Ares. That guy is the god of war, Greek style. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.